Hi, my name is Dr. Claire Allen, CEO, life coach and author. Today I'm going to talk to you about overcoming obstacles so that you can reach your goal. When I was younger, a group of people asked me to go horse riding with them. Now, I didn't normally spend time with this group of people and I felt really privileged and honoured to be asked to go. So I said yes and I told them that I would meet them there. Well, here became my difficulty. My goal was that I wanted to go horse riding. I wanted to be with that group of people. I wanted to make new friends. The problem was I didn't know how to get there, particularly at that time in the morning. My parents didn't have a car. I didn't know anybody that really had a car to take me there. So I decided I was going to walk. Now, I lived in a town called Porthcawl, and this place was Ogmore-by-the-Sea. Now, if I went the route which was through Bridgend, it would have taken me forever. So I thought the only way I can get there is actually through the dunes. Now, the dunes are pretty creepy. But I got up very early in the morning, and I walked all the way to the entrance to the dunes. And then I stepped into the dunes and I was petrified. I almost went back, but the thought of going horse riding and making new friends to me was a goal that I didn't want to give up. So I started to walk on the dunes and I got a bit scared, so I started to run on the dunes. And I ran and I ran and I ran and I ran and I ran. And so when I actually got to the point where I was about to step over into Ogmore-by-Sea, there was a great expanse of water. So there's a river. Now there's two ways to cross. One is I walk through the river and I get wet. Or two, I cross over by this old dilapidated bridge, which is all fenced off. And really probably fenced off because it doesn't want people to step onto it, because it's probably too dangerous. In fact, it had a sign saying, danger, stay away. But I was 10, guys. Did the wrong thing, but I got on the bridge. And I climbed over that bridge and I basically got to where we were horse riding in plenty of time. I probably had about half an hour to spare before everybody arrived. Now, I met my goal. Okay, I took a few risks along the way. Okay, it may have been a stupid thing to do. But what I'm trying to highlight is that that goal was very, very much forefront in my mind. And I was prepared to step out and I was prepared to overcome every barrier to achieve that goal. Now, when I told those people that I'd basically, you know, walked the whole way, they were astounded that I would do that. And they offered me a lift home. And that was fantastic. And I was more than happy to have that lift home because pride had suddenly gone out of the window. Now, I've learned a few things since then in terms of overcoming obstacles to achieve goals. But the one thing that stays with me is that if you've always got the goal in mind, no matter how difficult the terrain, no matter how hard it is to achieve that goal, you will achieve it. And the most important thing is if you make a commitment to someone. So it's really good when you're looking at achieving your goals that you set a commitment. You say to people, I will be there. I will achieve this. You know, I will be on time. Yes, I do want to participate. Then you've set a commitment in place. You have a commitment and you have a goal. And then all you need is the tenacity and the courage to step out and just overcome the obstacles as they come to you. And you know what? Once you're halfway towards that goal, you won't give up. You won't give up because you're too far along. And then when you achieve your goal, it's magnificent. You get to do things that you wouldn't normally do. And you get to achieve something that was really important to you. So in overcoming obstacles, set some commitments, know what the goal is, and be prepared to last the distance to get there, and be prepared to put some effort in, and then you will achieve some great successes. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to join my mailing list, then please email me at info@wordsthatexpress.com.